Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra. Chapter 84, Scene 7, Vasudeva Praises Nanda Maharaj. After all the sages and kings and most everyone had left the sacrifice, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with King Ugrasena, satisfied the inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Maharaj Nanda and the cowherder men, by profusely offering all kinds of gifts in order to worship and please them. Out of their great feelings of friendship, the inhabitants of Vrindavana remained there for a considerable amount of time, along with the members of the Yadu dynasty. After performing the sacrifice, Vasudev felt so satisfied that there was no limit to his happiness. All the members of his family were with him, and in their presence, Vasudev caught hold of the hands of Nanda Maharaj and addressed him. "My dear brother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has created a great tie of bondage, which is known as the bondage of love and affection. And I think it is a very difficult job, even for the great sages and saintly persons, to cut such a tie of love. My dear brother, you have exhibited feelings of love for me, which I was not able to return. I think, therefore, that I am ungrateful. You have behaved exactly as is characteristic of saintly persons, but I shall never be able to repay you. I have no means to repay you for your friendly dealings. Nevertheless, I am confident that our tie of love will never break. Our relationship of friendship must ever continue, in spite of my inability to repay you. I hope you will excuse me for this inability. My dear brother Nanda, in the beginning, due to my being imprisoned, I could never serve you as a friend. And although at the present moment I am very opulent, because of my material prosperity, I have become blind. I therefore cannot satisfy you properly, even at this time. My dear Nanda, you are so nice and gentle that you offer all respect to others, but you don't care for any respect for yourself. A person seeking for auspicious progress in life must not possess too much material opulence with which to become blind and puffed up. But one should take care of one's friends and relatives. When Vasudev was speaking to Nanda Maharaj in this way, Vasudev was influenced by a great feeling for the friendship of Nanda Maharaj and the beneficial activities executed by King Nanda on his behalf. As such, Vasudev's eyes filled with tears, and so he began to cry. Desiring to please his friend Vasudev, and being affectionately bound with love for Lord Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Maharaj passed 3 months in their association. At the end of this time, all the members of the Yadu dynasty tried to please the inhabitants of Vrindavana to their heart's content. The members of the Yadu dynasty tried to satisfy Nanda Maharaj and his associates by offering them clothing, ornaments, and many other valuable articles, and they all became fully satisfied. Vasudeva, Ugrasena, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, Uddhava, and all the other members of the Yadu dynasty presented their individual gifts to Nanda Maharaj and his associates. And after Nanda Maharaj received these farewell presentations, he, along with his associates, started back for Vrajabhumi Vrindavana. However, the minds of the inhabitants of Vrindavan remained with Krishna and Balaram, and therefore all of them started for Vrindavan without their minds. When the members of the Vrishni family saw all their friends and visitors departing, they observed that the rainy season was approaching, and thus they decided to return to Dwaraka. They were fully satisfied, for they regarded Krishna as everything. And when they returned to Dwaraka, they began with great satisfaction to describe the sacrifice performed by Vasudeva, as well as their meeting with various friends and well-wishers, and all the various other incidents which occurred during their travels in the places of pilgrimage. Thus ends chapter 84, scene 7. Vasudev praises Nanda Maharaj. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. After settling that he would leave first thing in the morning, Nanda Maharaj then decided, I will go later today. But then when afternoon came, Nanda said, I shall stay until tomorrow. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti suggests one possible reason for Nanda's procrastination. Secretly, he intended to bring Krishna back with him to Braja, but did not want to break Vasudev's heart. Thus, his indecision continued for 3 months. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti, at the end of the 3 months, Maharaj Nanda approached Krishna and told him, My dear son, for one drop of perspiration from your divine face, I am ready to give up countless lives. Let us leave now for Braja, for I cannot spend any more time here. Then Nanda went to Vasudev and told him, My dear friend, please send Krishna to Braja. Nanda then requested King Ugrasena, please order Vasudev to do this. And if you refuse, well, I will have to drown myself here in Lord Parashuram's lake. Just watch if you do not believe me, for we people of Braja came to this holy place not to gain some piety on the occasion of the solar eclipse, but to bring Krishna back or give up our lives. Hearing these desperate words from Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev and the others tried to pacify him with valuable gifts. Well versed in the arts of diplomacy, Vasudev consulted with his most trustworthy advisors and then satisfied Nanda by telling him, My dearest Nanda, O King of Braja, it is of course true that none of you can live without Krishna. And how can we allow you to kill yourselves? Therefore, by all means, I must send Krishna back to Braja. And I will do so right after we accompany Krishna and his relatives and friends, among them many helpless women, back to Dwaraka. Then, the very next day, without trying to obstruct Krishna in any way, I will let Krishna leave for Braja at an auspicious time of the day. This I swear to you 1,000 times over. After all, how can we, who came here with Krishna go home without him? What will people say about us? You, Nanda, are a great scholar in all matters. So please forgive me for making this request of you. Ugrasena next addressed Nanda Maharaj. My dear master of Braja, I bear witness to Vasudeva's statement and take this solemn vow. I will send Krishna back to Braja, even if I have to do it by force. But then, Lord Krishna, joined by Uddhava and Balaram, spoke to Nanda in private. Dear father, if I go directly to Braja today, leaving aside all these Vrishnis, they will die from the pain of separation from me. Then many thousands of enemies, more powerful than even Keshi and Narishta, will come to annihilate all these kings. Since I am omniscient, I know what is inevitably going to happen to me. Listen, and I will describe it to you. After returning to Dwaraka, I will receive an invitation from Yudhisthira, and I will go to Indraprastha to participate in his Rajasuya sacrifice. There, I will kill Shishupal, after which I will again return to Dwaraka and then kill Shalva. Next, I will travel to a place just south of Mathura to save you by killing Dantavakra. Then I will go back to Raja, see all my old friends, and once again sit in your lap with great pleasure. Indeed, with great happiness, I will spend the rest of my life with you. For God Himself has written this fate on my forehead, and it has also been written on your foreheads, that until the day I return, you must tolerate separation from me. Neither of our destinies can possibly be changed. So please, find the courage to leave me here for now and go back home to Braja. And if in the meantime, my dear parents, and you, my beloved friends, are distressed by the unavoidable fate written upon our foreheads, then whenever you wish to feed me some delicacy, or play some game with me, or simply see me, then just close your eyes, and I will appear before you to turn your torment into sky flowers, and I will fulfill all your desires. I promise you this, for the young friends of mine, whose lives I saved in a forest fire, can vouch for it. Being convinced by all these arguments, and feeling that his son's happiness was of prime importance, Nanda accepted the gifts offered him and took leave, accompanied by the large army of the Yadus. Thus ends Canto 19. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.